Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
AM Zlines. In local news, 18 people have been issued fines for making and staying in an illegal cabin in the Curtis Island National Park, which is a World Heritage listed site. The group of people had taken wood from illegally harvested trees on the island and would regularly stay at the cabin over a period of months. The group had brought boats, fishing equipment, guns, and pet dogs to the island for their trips. Park rangers detected the strange activity on surveillance and have since dismantled the cabin, saying they were disappointed in the behaviour as it flies in the face of conservation efforts on the island. Queensland farmer Simon Tang is using sugarcane waste, known as bagasse, to grow gourmet mushrooms. The fibrous byproduct has proven to be a viable and productive growing substrate for exotic Asian mushrooms. Milliken Mill in Bundaberg has supplied Mr. Tang's farms, located at Park Ridge and Logan, with bagasse, producing several tons of mushroom a week. Researchers from the University of Central Queensland have led trials at Mr. Tang's manufacturing facility, also mixing in other waste products with the sugarcane byproduct, including peanut shells. We are trying to understand what is the development impact of such an industry and the supply chain will work in this area, CQ University Professor Delwar Akbar said. In national news, the Treasury has warned the federal government its budget, including its ambitious goal to build 1.2 million homes in 5 years, would not be viable without higher taxes and less spending. This information was accidentally given to the Australian Broadcasting Association as part of a Freedom of Information request. The materials do not specify which taxes should be raised, but suggest that the Treasury can list indirect taxes and superannuation taxes as possible targets. The ABC has decided to go ahead and publish the heavily redacted document against the Treasury's wishes, citing public interest and rare insights into policy challenges.
Anthony Albanese has touched down in China yesterday to start off a week of talks with Australia's largest trading partner. The PM is set to use meetings with high-profile business leaders in Shanghai to strengthen China and Australia's economic relationship and to openly support the decarbonisation of China's steel sector. The move comes after China has made efforts to reduce imports of Australian iron ore and steel, which severely threatens the livelihood of the nation's metal industry. Albanese plans to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping later in the week, with trade on the agenda alongside security and tourism. In international news, U.S. President Donald Trump has defended his administration's response to the Texas floods, which killed at least 120 people in Kerr County last week. Critics argue federal and state budget cuts by the Trump administration, including to the National Weather Service and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, weakened the flood response. Prior to the floods, Kerr County declined to install an early warning system after failing to secure state money to cover the cost. The July 4th floods along the Guadalupe River marked the deadliest event of Trump's presidency so far, with dozens of people still missing following the disaster. For your weather today, Brisbane is a bit chilly, isn't it? It's currently 13 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. And that's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. And in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.